We're continuing now into the next kina, is Tess. Eicha tefarti mereshaisa hishlichu, which again picks up right where the last one left off. Aisches, kina ches, ended with this line, Eicha tefarti mereshaisa hishlichu, and Tess begins with the same line, and just take a look. We're not going to be doing Ois Yud, but Ois Yud also continues this series. Tess ends with Eicha Yoshva Chavetzalas Hasharein, and then Ois Yud begins with those words, Eicha Yoshva Chavetzalas Hasharein. This is a series of four piyutim. They're all made by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, as many of the piyutim this morning are. And in these four, he makes them into a series where one leads into the next. Now, Tess is also an alphabetical one, but it's with a little bit of a unique touch. Each stanza, so the first stanza begins with an aleph, the second with a beis, the third with a gimel, but the words at the beginning of each stanza, the first one is Eicha, the second one is Bila, the third is Gada, the fourth one, Dalet, is Darach, the fifth one is Haya, and these words are the first words of each pasuk in the second parak of Eicha. So Megillas Eicha also has Seder Aleph Beis. There's six Aleph Beises in Megillas Eicha. Perek Beis is 22 psukim long, one letter, one pasuk for each letter of the Aleph Beis. And the 22 stanzas of this piyut are supposed to correspond to the 22 psukim of the second parak of Eicha. So each stanza here begins with the first word of a pasuk in Perek Sheni of Eicha. Now, the end of each stanza, so if you have in my kinos, the last few words of each stanza are in bold to point out that you're supposed to be following something there. Take a look at the end of the first stanza. It begins with Imbuchukaisa Teleichu. The second stanza ends with the words V'nasati Geshmeichem Be'itam. The third stanza ends with the Hisikilchem Daish as Batsir. The fourth stanza ends with the words V'nasati Shalem Ba'aretz. Now, these phrases, they may be familiar to you, they all come from Parshas Bechukaisai. In Parshas Bechukaisai, we have what Chazal called the Brachas Uklalais. In Bechukaisai Teleichu, if you follow in the ways of the Torah, then the rain is going to come at the right time, and there's going to be an abundance of crop, and there's going to be peace in the land. Or Daftem Asai Vechem, and you're going to be able to pursue your enemies. Five of you will pursue 100 of them. And Ufanisi Aleichem, I will turn my attention to you. Vachaltam Yasha Noishan, that you'll have such an abundance, you'll always be able to be, you'll have a surplus in your crops. Minasati Mishkani, I will place my Mishkan among you. Vesalachti Vesechem, I will walk among you. And Ani Hashem Aleichem, I am Hashem, your God. I was just reading the last words of each stanza through Ois Chaf. Then in Ois Lamed, so it's halfway through the piyut, in Ois Lamed, it switches. And it goes to the second half of Parshas Baal Laischa. Reading again the last words of each stanza, Vim Laisishmau, Im Bechukaisai Temasu, if you will reject my laws, Af Ani Es Az Ois, I will reciprocate. Munasati Fanai, here it means I will turn my attention in a negative way. The pasuk says that if you still haven't learned your lesson, I'll do more. I will smash that which is your pride and joy, referring to the Beis Hamikdash. The Sam Larik refers to the idea that one will not be able to, one will have children and not be able to have nachas from their children. That's the pasuk of Telchu Imi Keri, if you will go in a wayward way with me. V'shlachti b'chem eschayas, I will send the wild animals after you. V'im be'elan, again, you haven't learned your lesson. V'halachti af'ani, I will reciprocate as well. So those are, the first 11 stanzas end with psukim from the brachos in Parshas Bechukaisai, and the last 11 stanzas end with psukim from the klalos in Parshas Bechukaisai. So the Paitan over here is sending a very strong message. He wants to connect in our minds the Chorban, the Avelos, that we're that we're experiencing today and that we're commemorating today with the Brachas of Klal, it's the Parsha of Chukai. Something particular about that Parsha in the Torah that we're supposed to be focused on. We're not learning Torah today. But part of our Avelis, and Yanei Avelis, we're allowed. Part of our Avelis is to think of the Chorban in the context of the Psukim of the Brachas of Klal and Parshas Baal Leischa. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen talks about the Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabba and Eicha on the Pasuk. Ki Hashem Hoiga al Reif Pesha'eha. It's a pasuk near the beginning of Megillas Eicha, in the first parak. Ki Hashem Hoiga, Hashem has brought Yagain onto Tzion, onto Yerushalayim, al Reif Pesha'eha, because there are so many sins. That's the pasuk. The Medrash says something seemingly very, very simplistic. Ki Hashem Hoiga, you read the first half of the pasuk, Yochel al Magon, you might think it's for nothing, Talmud Leimar, so therefore you have the end of the pasuk, al Reif Pesha'eha, then no, it's for its sins. What's this Shakta Vitaria? What's the Havamina? Yochel al Magon, you might have thought that it's for nothing. So Reb Tzadok HaKoyen says that the Yochel al Magon of the Medrash means not the Churban itself, but the Avelos. That a person might think, sitting down on the floor, Tisha B'Av, Tavshim Pei Beis, after he sat on the floor, Tisha B'Av, Tavshim Pei Aleph, after he sat on the floor, Tisha B'Av, Tavshim Pei, and so many years, after year, and that's just in our own personal experience, but collectively for Klal Yisrael, century after century, one might think, Yochel Al Magon, that maybe it's for nothing. David HaMelech, in this pasuk in Shmuel, David HaMelech, Batsheva, they had a baby, the baby died. And David HaMelech says, Batsheva wanted to be misabel longer. And David HaMelech said, no, lama anitzom ha'uchala hashivai. Why should I fast? Will fasting bring the baby back? The baby died, it's very sad. Okay, I was sad, but let's get over it. That was the dialogue, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Yud Beis. It tells over this dialogue between David and Batsheva. Batsheva wanted to be misalba longer, and David said, enough already. Is it going to bring it back? Ha'ucha lahashivai? That's the Yochel al Magon. That you might think, ha'ucha lahashivai, fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting, what's it going to change? What's it going to do? Talmud loymar al reiv pisha'eha. So that's why the end of the pasuk says that the Samikdash was taken away because of the Averis. It's directly connected to the mitzvahs and Averis that Klal Yisrael does. There's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Rambam, when he introduces the Yom Tov, the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, and all the Tanis that we have, Zeichel L'Churban, the Rambam's lashon is, Yeshem Yom Shekol Yisrael Mas'anam Behem Pnei Atzoris She'iru Behem. There are certain days on the calendar that you didn't have to fast because of the tzoris that happened. Why are we fasting? Zach the Rambam, in order to awaken our hearts, to open the ways of tshuva. And should remind us of our evil ways, and that we've been going in these ways for so many years. And it was our evil ways that caused these tzareis, shabazichrein dvarim elu, and by remembering these things, noshuv lehetiv, we're able to do tshuva and do get better, shenemar, v'zvadu, thavayin, v'thavayin, v'isam, v'goymer. So there's a chiddush in this Rambam. The Chassam Sofer is oimer on this chiddush. The Rambam made this up, that the Tisha B'Av has to do with tshuva. Tisha B'Av has to do with aveiris. In the Gemara, it says that Tisha B'Av has to do with Avelos. It's the Zichron, it's a commemoration of the Chorban. The Rambam, in his Halacha Aleph, his Parakei Halacha Aleph, when he first introduces Tisha B'Av, he says right away, off the bat, it's about Tshuva. The Chassam Sofer is the Kasha Minolam. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Chassam Sofer is in a Tshuva, Simon Reish Ches. He has an interesting Tshuva, a Chiddush, a Lomdish, a Chiddush, that he's Medayik from this Rambam. But Reb Tzadok HaKoyen is giving us a different answer. The reason why the Rambam connects tshuva to Tisha B'Av is because of this Shakta Vatari and this Medrash. Loma nitzam ha'uchala ha'shivai. To that, the answer is Tamil Loimar. Yeah, I'll write Pesha'eha. That it's only if we see the Churban in the context of the Brachas Uklalos of Parshas B'chukaisai that we have a hope of reversing it, of being Mesakin, of fixing it, of bringing the Beis HaMikdash back, when we realize that it's all part of what Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in Parshas B'chukaisai, that if we keep the mitzvahs in B'chukaisai Teleichu, then V'nasati Kishmeichem Itam, V'im Leisishmuli, V'im B'chukaisai Temasu, then Afanias Zeis Lachem. And that's what we're experiencing now.